hand. When silvern voices tune thy rills, we love thee, new smiling land. We love thee, we love thee, we love thee, smiling land. There you go. And it has,
okay, one more time.
It has like three more verses, which we won't do. We can do the last verse. Okay.
What's the last one?
As loved our fathers, so we love. Where once they stood, we stand. Their prayer we raise to heaven above. God guard thee, Newfoundland. God guard thee, God guard thee. God guard thee, Newfoundland. There you go. No, it's enough.
Thank you.
Yay! We're really going into character there, I think.
On behalf of the independent nation of Newfoundland, now you've arrived.
Well.
But, you know, was anybody here there when they, I guess it's about 12 years ago, just after the moratorium, when they sailed out to meet the Spanish fleet on the high seas? And I was on the waterfront, and there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people who had come from all over the province by bus. There were reporters, European reporters. They were going out to meet the Spanish fleet to try and negotiate with them or about the whole issue of cleaning the ocean of all the fish, overfishing. And suddenly, spontaneously, all these thousands and thousands and thousands of people burst into the Ode to Newfoundland as the DFO ship sailed out to meet the Spanish fleet. And it was the most moving thing. It was totally spontaneous.
And out at sea, the Spanish fleet sank.
Nothing was left but a little puff of smoke. It was a miracle, we all said.
And they've never fished a fish since.
Ever since, that's right.
How do people in Newfoundland feel about the Spanish? They've been coming a long time for those fish.